This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
And we're back here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Text me at 77999 if you have something within the Pacific Northwest you'd like to hear tonight. But before we get to your request, of course, we have something very important to get to. A band that we've had booked here on the calendar for quite a while because it is the big Woodshed record release show for their new album, Resonant, out on Strange Earth Records, March 15th at Tony V's in Everett. What's up, guys? How's it going? Welcome back.
Hola.
So, the new album, guys. Let's go around the room first and reintroduce yourselves and tell us what you do with Woodshed.
I'm Hunter. I play guitar and sing.
Jake, hit the drums.
I'm Nathan. I play the bass.
Right on. You guys are no strangers to KISW. We love you guys up here. And
oh, man, we love you.
It's exciting to have you guys drop in. And, it takes quite a while for you guys to get here. You guys are not a Seattle band. You guys live a little bit north. Where exactly again?
Arlington. We're about an hour north of Smoky Point exit, kind of.
All right.
So you from Stanwood.
Yeah. Close, I live on Whidbey Island. But.
Close to Tarrandale up there.
I'm from she's actually kind of right down the road from me.
Yeah.
So would you guys say, there's a healthy music scene up there or not too much? Or
we've had a lot of places to play. It's just that it's not a ton of different ones, but the people that do have.
There's some good bands up in that area.
Yeah, they're super involved and into it and passionate.
Cool. You know?
Yeah. And I grew up down here, really, northeast Seattle, really, in Lake City, and I moved up there
to be in the band.
Yeah, about 6 years ago.
We're like, we're not going down there, man. We're country boys.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're going to be, you're going to have to commute.
Yeah.
Arlington.
I drove up back and forth for like a year learning all these songs. Like, okay, I'm just going to come here. I live farther north than everybody now.
Rent's probably a little cheaper, I bet.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
yeah.
So Arlington's finest, right on. So the album, it's taken a little while because you guys have taken your time and tried to master and produce the fine product that it is, I'm assuming. Or is there a different story? It's been about 2 years in production. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we kind of went into the studio. We wanted to record some new stuff or stuff that we'd been playing. And we recorded four songs and we're like,
all right, we've got to write more now.
We've got to write some more tunes to fit on this thing. So.
Everything sounded so good in there, too, in the Stranger Studio.
Spent a little time writing some new ones and got them on there, and then we've just been mixing and, taking our time with it, making sure everything's perfect.
So you guys, since you're on Strange Earth Records, you've actually had an opportunity to record at a pretty awesome studio kind of take your time with it and craft it. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
It's a beautiful, like, comfortable place.
Yeah, I've never been more comfortable in a studio than there.
And they had a good shower.
Yeah. Nice.
That's true. A good kitchen.
Cool little back room.
Nice green room.
Just an awesome recording room. And
yeah, our engineer, Justin, man, he's like their fourth member.
Justin Davis, he's just amazing.
Kept us in check.
Yeah, I finally understood what a producer really does. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
Taskmaster?
Yeah, he definitely laid the law down, but made it fun.
Yeah.
Nope, do it better.
Yeah.
Nope, do it better.
Yeah. I know.
Nope, do it better.
It was good, but do it again.
Yeah.
And again and again and again and again.
Nice. Well, hey, I mean, you know what? It's for a reason, and you come out with a – you don't want a yes man when it comes to that kind of stuff, right?
No.
You don't want someone who's just like takes your money and is like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, he wants us to get the best performance out of us.
And his name's going to be on it too, so he wants the best product, right?
Yeah, and we respect his work and other ventures that he's done. He has very high quality of workmanship.
Yep.
That's awesome. And so the album, the big release party is on a Friday. You get to kind of unwind after the week and watch some rock and roll. Tony V's in Everett, rad venue, Kings of Cavaliers, Stoic FB. It's $15 at the door. This is going to be a great show. It's cool that you guys are playing up in Everett because it'll get the North End people from you guys.
Yeah.
It'll get the Seattle people. It's kind of in between.
Well, the North.
That's neutral. It's a good location.
Very neutral venue for everyone.
territory.
Right on. So, yeah, we're going to play some songs from the record. We're actually going to play
the title track.
Title track.
Between the Dreams.
Between the Dreams here, and then we're going to play Booze and Money, two songs back-to-back here. We're talking to Woodshed in studio. What? Tell me about these songs real quick. I guess you guys are the DJs now, so I'm going to make you introduce these, like, wacky morning radio style.
Well, here we go, guys. I feel like radio. Yeah. Jake felt like Cuba Gooding Jr. one time.
Yeah, these are pretty cool songs. This one starts pretty trippy, and it's fun. Made some cool stuff happen. So
right on. Here it is. It's brand new music by Woodshed on Loud & Local.
Slow away the snow.
You're listening to Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Band of band in studio right now, Woodshed.
Band studio.
Yes, they're releasing a new album. You're hearing it right now, Between the Dreams, out on Strange Earth Records. The show is March 15th at Tony V's in Everett. Want you to show up and support and say Loud and Local sent you. Oh, I honestly want to see the reach and how many people actually heard this and were influenced to go to the show. So if you tell them at the door, Loud and Local sent you, I would love to hear the report back. So
that would be cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Kings of Cavalier, Stoic FB in support, $15 at the door. Did you guys get to choose the people that that opened for you guys?
Those are good buddies. So We
have a lot of bands that choose.
A lot of bands to choose from.
We had to still work at Guitar Center with like half of the people.
Hell yeah! Stanwood's finest. Wait, sorry, not Stanwood.
Mostly Stanwood and Arlington.
Arlington's finest.
It's kind of both. Anyway.
Snohomish County's finest.
Washington State.
Exactly.
We're all in this together, folks.
Nice. So tell me a little bit about the relationship with Strange Earth Records, because there's kind of a Northwest connection there, a Northwest, obviously a Northwest label. And how'd you guys start that relationship? When did they start courting you as musicians?
So, yeah, Nathan and I, we went to a jam night and at the hotel in Stanwood one night, and we met this guy. We were jamming a song with him.
We were playing Where the Wind Blows, actually.
Yeah.
This guy jumps up on stage and starts playing. And we're like, what is going on? I was like, oh, there it is. He found the groove. That sounds good.
Introduced himself as Van Connor from Screaming Trees. And we're like, oh, man, cool. And then he starts talking about his label. And it just kind of snowballed into we're on it with our...
We just kind of made friends with him. We ended up kicking it with him a lot.
How long ago was that?
Good guy.
Like 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, maybe longer. Because we got on it and finished the last album with...
Hands in the Sky. Yeah. We
released Hands in the Sky on there.
Yeah, so...
But, that's awesome. So is it all Northwest bands that are on that label?
Yeah. Skolbot, Valis.
Skolbot's awesome.
Of course, us.
Gary Lee's on it. It's kind of small.
Yeah, Gary Lee Connor. He has some solo albums that are really cool. Yeah. He's through it.
Van just released a new album.
Got to get my hands on that.
Vaporlands.
I played a little guitar on it.
Ooh, nice. All right, so let's get kind of deep here, guys, and let's have you lay on the couch, and we're gonna get all like inside that psyche of yours, okay? So first off, I want to go around the room, and Hunter, let's start with you. What is the first album that you actually physically purchased on your own, not something that was gifted to you by, you know, the cool older brother or your parents or, you know, the youth pastor or something like that? What was the thing that you actually purchased on your own?
I think the first, like, CD I bought was, like, Ozzy.
Cool.
Like, compilation thing, but it had some old, like, unreleased Black Sabbath basement tapes on it, and I just thought that was really cool.
Nice.
And my first vinyl was Ted Nugent.
Nice.
And I just remember putting Stranglehold on and just jamming the
Grabbed
hell out
a Stranglehold of you.
I'm going to crush your face.
Hell yeah.
Really hurt. Yeah.
It really hurt.
Those are the first, I think. That's a long time ago.
Ozzy and Ted.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
A lot of all about it. Stuff.
And what about you, man?
All right. Well, I think in third grade, and I got corn issues.
All right, cool.
I was definitely that kind of kid back in the days.
Like, yeah, he'd be all of us. He was a bassist in a punk band. What was it called? Like in like third grade.
Oh yeah, that was Gag Reflex.
Yeah,
he beat all of us in early
neighborhood kids. I grew up in a neighborhood in Stanwood. So
you were in a punk band in third grade.
Yeah,
like, that's awesome.
Yeah, they were like all sixth graders, and I just played bass. It wasn't really good at all, but
somewhere though.
That's sick.
I remember we kicked a kid out of the band and like we walked up to his garage. We're like, "You're out of the band, man.
You're out of the band, bro."
We're like, "Dude, we gotta move on without you, dude."
But can we still have some of your snacks?
Yeah, brutal. Yeah. Can we stay the night play PlayStation?
Your mom makes really good baby.
And what about you, man?
Man, I remember.
I don't think you actually purchased it, though.
Yeah, right? I stole Master of Puppets on cassette from the Value Village in Lake City when I was like 14. And my buddy and I were like, we had to play a show for like our class, just like him and I playing guitar or bass or something.
Well, security? Security's coming in right now, actually.
We've been looking for you.
You're a thief. There's a cold case. It's just not hot again.
Right.
No,
on.
But we were like, man, we haven't played in front of anything. So we saw Metallica. We're like, okay, we listened to that like all night long.
Nice.
That's in
the first
Master
album
Puppets
I bought,
fashion,
though.
Too.
I remember when I first CD I bought for myself was Lateralis.
Okay, album. That's a great album.
Probably still my favorite Tool album. I know it's hard to pick one.
I'm waiting for that new one.
Yeah, apparently that's going to happen here in 2019.
So. We even released our album before this.
Right? That's awesome. So, again, we're talking to Woodshed here in the studio. In case you're tuning in, you're like, who are these guys? It's Woodshed, and they have a new album called Between the Dreams. Go and see them play it March 15th, Tony V's in Everett. Are people going to be able to purchase the – you guys going to have them in hand by that time?
Oh, yeah.
We have them, yeah.
New merch, new CDs.
I mean, we have now, but we're, you know,
the artwork
everybody's got
really
weight
amazing.
In
yeah.
teeth, man.
Yeah.
Hell
Come
yeah.
Get them physically.
Yeah.
And you guys have to be there. You can't get them unless you're there.
Will people be able to stream the songs online? And,
yeah, that'll it'll be all released on
all over
everything.
The places. Cool.
After the 15th.
After that.
Right.
But you get it first.
Exactly. So get the physical and enjoy it. Support local music. Speaking of local music, lightning round, real quick here. What is your favorite or favorites Northwest bands of all time? Hunter, let's start with you again.
I'm going to say Soundgarden.
Nice. Yes.
I love Nirvana.
R.I.P. Chris Cornell, yeah.
I love all the bands coming out of here pretty much.
I can hear the influence in the band, man. Definitely some deep Northwest tones there.
Yeah, I'm definitely an Alice in Chains head.
Okay.
Yes. You can't beat the heaviness of Jerry's guitar and then the beautiful
I got to meet Sean Kinney once.
The beautiful really cool. voice of Layne Staley.
Yeah.
I don't know, he just gets you.
Those are both common influences we all share.
Yeah, I mean, so hard to just pick one, but it's probably the main.
I remember listening to Facelift on repeat.
Like, yeah, Jerry Cantrell's one of my heroes.
Yeah. But I'd say probably if I'm going to go current, it's probably Jericho Hill.
Nice.
There you go.
Like all people that I've known for a really long time that are all amazing musicians and finally found the pieces they needed.
Oh,
to make
good stuff.
Just an amazing band. But all time, I'm going to go Metal Church.
All right.
I got to see them in the Bonnie Monroe era a lot of the times down at the old Studio 7 and stuff.
Cool.
And God, they played until like 2 in the morning. I wasn't supposed to be there. I was like 16 and shit. It was great. I got to meet Ronnie Monroe. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Oops. I had to meet Ronnie Monroe outside of the show, and he was, like, really cool and, like, shared a smoke with us and stuff.
Nice.
Jake has a similar story like that with the
Overkill.
Yeah.
Outside the
same place.
El Corazon. No, it was El Corazon.
Oh, it was El Corazon.
Bobby sharing Blitz. Smokes with thrash bands. Yeah, real scumbag stuff.
He was on his phone, but he didn't talk to me. He's my lighter. I was like, sweet.
Hey, kid.
You're like, I smoke. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Near him.
Yeah.
I smoke near him.
Yeah.
I smoke near that guy.
All right. Well, let's bring it back in. The album is going to be out on the 15th. Again, it is called Between the Dreams. We have two more songs here, and I think we're going to go to a short commercial break after that. But it's The Storm, and after that is Lost My Mind. You guys introduce them, guys.
Oh, man. The Storm. Oh, the Storm. He came up with the main riff of that.
Yeah, I wrote the lyrics the day of. I finished the song.
Yeah.
Nice.
But that riff of it was really stormy.
Yeah, it was
like
it was,
in the background of
we had some crazy weather when we were recording, so this,
I bet
it's kind of a neat song just relative to the situation. To making the record.
Yeah, it's very local. It's like that was going on here.
So if you like these songs, you can hear them live March 15th in Everett at Tony V's with Kings of Cavalier and Stoic FB. New music by Woodshed. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Silhouettes from everywhere. See the blue flash. think I should be. Once I get it right, I seem to get it wrong again. No, I just regret. someone pushes me back in.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Back on air with Woodshed. What's up, guys? It's awesome to hear. We played 4 out of 6 songs we're going to play tonight. The new album is going to be out on the 15th. It's March 15th at Tony V's in Everett. Kings of Cavaliers, Stoic FB, and the band you're hearing, Woodshed, in studio. It's been very, very cool. Is the album is, what, 10 songs?
Yeah, full length. Mm-hmm.
Nice, dude.
Full length, yeah.
It's 2 years in time that is being, it's finally coming to fruition for you guys. It's finally happening. It's going to be a cool moment for you guys. Are you guys going to try and play the whole thing front to back?
That's
really?
Doing, man.
And some more.
Definitely.
That's
we're
sick.
We're pretty long-winded.
That's awesome.
Tell them about that, dude.
Never mind. We're not doing any more after the album.
We're just playing one song over and over again.
Yeah.
Nice.
My Sharona.
My Sharona.
Ooh, my little hungry wife.
My Bologna, the Weird Al version.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Right on. So, again, March 15th, Tony V's in Everett, and the album will be available. It is called Between the Dreams. What inspired you guys to name that Between the Dreams? What's the reasoning for that?
This album is kind of a mix of old and new, so stuff that, like, some of these songs were supposed to be on the first album I did.
Really?
With old bandmates and stuff a long time ago, and then we revamped them and went and recorded them, and then gave them life, and the new ones, that's just life between the dreams, man.
I like it.
Yeah. Waking life between the dreams.
I like it. Right on, so... Cool. Well, I mean, I'm looking forward to this show. It's going to be rad, and I wish you guys the best of luck with that show. And
thank you.
And I hope that it goes well. If you're listening to this right now, you got to get your ass up to Everett on March 15th. It is a Friday, so you know, probably don't have to go to work in the morning. You can have a couple beers and and pick up this CD. So, So if people are listening now, where can they find you guys online and whatnot?
Obviously, Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook's and, a big one.
YouTube.
Woodshedband.com.
We've got a Pandora. Pandora. We're on Pandora.
Yeah. Find
us on
Pandora.
Proper nomenclature, I suppose.
Grindr, Tinder.
all networks.
The sandwich one, though. The sandwich website.
Oh, the guys that like finish Farmers their sandwiches
only.
Together.
Farmers only
is a big one, you know.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, Farmers Only, it does fit like your kind of like rural lifestyle.
We're featured prominently on LiveJournal.
Ah, yes.
Oh my God, LiveJournal.
MakeoutClub.com.
Yes.
All right. So, you guys going to be putting out this record, and is there anyone you'd like to thank that had helped out with this album, or right now is really your chance to kind of just get it all off your chest?
I mean, definitely Strange Earth Records.
Van Connor.
Van, yeah. Justin Davis. And his girlfriend, Amber Wilder. She helped on the artwork on the record.
Very cool artwork.
The artwork has kind of a special story. It's my girlfriend's dad drew it.
Wow.
And he passed away of cancer this last year. So we thought it was a really awesome tribute to...
It lives on.
Yeah, for real.
He's an amazingly talented artist in a lot of ways, too. He has, wooden puzzle boxes.
That's just
stuff,
one of them. He was a great artist.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I'd like to thank...
definitely my girlfriend, too.
Yeah, my girlfriend, Chelsea.
Autumn Novak.
All of our folks, my mom, my dad.
Yeah, parents.
Big mom.
All my guys that work with the Island Recycling out in Whidbey Island. They're Jim listening.
Venturo.
Get to work.
Jim Venturo, the man behind the shed.
My dad, my mom.
The man behind the shed. That sounds weird.
Yeah, don't look back there.
We're scary. We pay him in donuts.
Nice. All right. Well, you know, is there anything you guys want to say? Sorry.
Yeah, your dad says you had to play 4 low, Hunter.
Oh, God.
Final words.
And there's more now. He's adding to the list.
Final words for the Northwest audience before we jump into these last two songs.
We love you. We love you. Thanks for the support.
Get your ass to local shows.
Yes.
Hang out with us.
There's too many good bands around, man. Just go.
Yep.
March 15th, Tony V's in Everett, Kings of Cavaliers, Stoic FB, and this band, Woodshed, releasing this album, Between the Dreams. Here's the last two songs. We've got...
can I say something about
these
songs?
Yeah, On the Run and Waiting for You to Come Home.
mostly waiting for you to come home.
Yeah.
My dog is on this record.
He's nice. We're all dog people. Yeah.
He, what's your dog's name?
Caius.
Caius.
And he's a nutcase.
Another really important influence of the band.
But you hear him sing a little bit on the waiting for you to come
like
home.
Caius is singing on the...
That's awesome. All right. Right on, man. So here it is. Woodshed, thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah. Killer record. This is Woodshed. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
I choose my own path.
and then you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.